The 9/11 attacks did not hit New York and Washington. They hit New York and Arlington, Virginia. Now, that's a detail that might be lost to many Americans, but here in Arlington, on a cool, crisp September morning, not a cloud in the sky, much like 16 years ago, Arlington Board Chairman Jay Fassett presided over the presentation of a wreath at the Arlington Government Building.
Many don't remember, but for the first 10 days at the Pentagon, it was our Arlington Fire Department that led the rescue and recovery operation.
Everybody remembers where they were and what they were doing that day. Senator Tim Kaine recalls how he was campaigning for Lieutenant Governor.
I was sitting in the studio in the basement of the General Assembly Building about to record a little half-hour interview in the closing phases of a campaign. And before we started to film, the news was coming across the TV.
The campaigning stopped, and people's attention turned toward disaster relief and ultimately toward international terrorism. Now, 16 years later, Kaine says the United States has made advances on the battlefield, but he points out that one-off attacks still pose a major risk, which is why he says it's important for leaders in Washington to share intelligence with allies and have a strong relationship with NATO. Reporting from Arlington, I'm Michael Pope.